Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so happy you guys are tuned in. I've obviously been getting emails and reviews that it warms my heart that you guys are enjoying these episodes because they really come from the heart and I love to pour into you all just like I find ways to pour into myself and I just kind of give it back, you know? But today we're going to get into this episode. I know we've been real and raw these past couple weeks with, all the guest appearances and even from last week. So we're going to continue on and we're going to talk about new stages of life, okay? Because I know for me, I'm entering into a new season. I don't know about y'all, but I want to give you guys this perspective just in case you are going through this. And then if you have not yet, I want you to come back and listen to it when you do, okay? So, like, have you ever felt like when you enter into a new stage of life, you forget to slow down and instead try to pick up your pace to get more done? I know for me, I recently reflected back and was like, wow, I've been in a season of not like physically rushing, but in a way, just rushing through the season of having a, well, now he's 10 months, my youngest, and my oldest is about to be 3 in July. And just reflecting back, I'm like, wow, like I've been in sometimes of rushing where I'll be trying to get tasks done while he's sleeping or trying to like get things done in these small tidbits. And sometimes I forget to be present. And y'all know that's my biggest thing of being present. And that's why I kind of like scale back and slow down a little bit with work because I'm like, I have to be present and embrace this season. I'm so guilty of it. And that's why I had to take a major step back. And the biggest thing for me when I was like, I've been in a rush and not knowing it was like, I had to get back in alignment with God because why am I out here trying to do things solo, which makes it so much harder on myself, y'all? I go into a place where I'm just like, wow, like, girl, you're trying to carry all of this and you are just feeling like you're drowning when you really don't have to. Instead, start relying on Him. Because I'm going to be real with y'all. I didn't rely on God for all my needs and talk to Him about every single thing throughout the day. And I used to be like, I don't know if you want to hear about me, like, oh, Lord, what should I eat for dinner or do these things, like just those small little conversations. But recently, during a therapy session I had, I was like, wow, like you have to have this God-first mentality of like talking to God throughout the whole day. Like I've talked to Him, but not about like, Lord, help me put my son to sleep, but it's more like, how can I explain this? It's not necessarily me asking him to put him to sleep, but also changing my heart so that when I am putting him to sleep, I have more patience for it. But I'll talk, but get more into that. Y'all know I've already been struggling with that. So there is that. Okay. So you have to have that God first mentality. There will be a shift where you can feel his presence even greater. Once you really start relying on him and actually talking to him about even the smallest things, it makes a difference versus trying to just figure it out on your own. I know for me, I'm very independent, y'all. And that's something I'm still working through. And I know that's something I'm going to forever work through versus it's not any perfectionism anymore. It's more so just independence of like, okay, I have these tasks. I need to get these done so that I can move forward versus inviting him in. Help me through these tasks, and I can be more efficient at it versus trying to rush and make mistakes or get frustrated. For example, my youngest, he goes down for his nap early in the morning, well, mid-morning, and I had a little time. I was doing laundry, and my oldest was trying to help. Let me give you a backstory. I was like, okay, let me put these clothes in the wash and then put other ones that were in the wash in the dryer. He took it upon himself trying to close the door, thinking I was finished, but I had to go get some detergent. And so I was rushing to get the detergent, y'all. And I was doing it in the dark, y'all, hot mess. But it was leaking. I was trying to rush back with the cup, but the cup is leaking. I'm like, hey, watch out, watch out. But he was in the way and it spilled. And I was frustrated because I'm like, I didn't ask you to do that. But it wasn't necessary me frustrated with him. It's like God was like, well, why were you rushing to do that? When one, you could have took your time, turned the light on, picked up the actual whole detergent bottle and poured it correctly so you wouldn't have to rush to do that. And that's just another way of me saying that I've rushed in small tasks, but it adds up, and that's how you can lead to burnout, y'all. Like, just I don't know if y'all can relate with different like small tasks like that where you're trying to do something and you're Your kids are trying to help you, or your spouse try to help you, and it just don't work out. You're like, I told my husband, like, I realized I've been rushing you more too. Like, hey, for example, we're trying to get them in their room sleeping, and in the middle of the night, if my husband wakes up, I'm like, hey, can you go, check on the oldest? And he'll be, he moves at a slower pace than me, but it's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But it's more, I have to be more conscious and continue to be conscious, because I know that. I know that. But sometimes in the moment, I forget. And so that's why something I'm working on is just being mindful when I'm rushing myself through task, or when I'm rushing others, because that's where that frustration comes in, because it can be unnecessary frustration. Like, y'all, it's a mess. But I'm happy that I'm aware of it, and I'm sharing this with you guys, not just to tell you guys what I've been going through, but just really share that you're not alone if you're overwhelmed and you feel burned out. Sometimes it really just has to be taking a step back and looking at what does your day-to-day look like, and how are you getting through it. Whew, yeah. Y'all, it's crazy. But during that time, as I'm learning about this God first mentality, not even learning about it, getting better at it. It's not that I didn't have that mentality, it's more me getting better at that. I gave him some pushback, y'all. And I kind of got mad and started to step back a little bit, even things come, but it got tougher. I was just like, ooh, versus now I'm like back in the headspace where I'm like, God, I need you. And I'm tired of feeling like I'm carrying it all and you're not there. And the enemy was telling me he wasn't there, but something important we just realized is that God is not a magician. If my kids are having a meltdown, or they're not sleeping in the middle of the night, or my toddler is having a whole toddler moment, if I'm like, Lord, help me, it's not necessary. He's not going to be like, oh, let me just have him sit down and he's going to go through that. No, he's going to work in me to have a better perspective and a better heart to help my son through that when I say, Lord, help me. And that's what something that dawned on me the other day, where I was just like, wow, it's not him changing the situation, it's him changing me. Because he changes us from the inside out so that the things around us gets better. Our perspective of the things around us gets better. And it's just amazing. Because I used to think, like, oh, I just want him to help me, do that. But it wasn't even that. He was like, I want to help you get better so that you can handle those situations in a better mindset, in a better heart, and have empathy towards your little ones. Because they're still real, they're still trying to figure this out. And it's crazy, because like, even this, thinking about last week, how you guys, I was like, sleep deprivation is so real. I'm still going through it. My youngest sleeps like a newborn, but you got sleep regression, you got teething, you have him just trying to like figure it all out. So it's like just giving him so much grace. But God convicted me and told me, like, in a way, you're idolizing sleep, because I want to wake up early. I want to be able to read my Bible. I want to be able to start my day fresh. I want to be able to read my Bible at the end of the day and read it throughout the day. Like, I do. But sometimes I'd be like, Lord, I'm too tired. Like, I don't have the mental capacity to open my Bible and read. And those are the times where I have to be like, yeah, no, like, you're going to read your Bible. And so he's been showing me some, from me taking a step back and just really focusing on home, he's been showing me that. Whew, this is heavy, but it's like he's been showing me, how can I improve my home system so that I can do those things? Like, even thinking about at nighttime, I started transitioning them into their room. So he's like, you got a whole gap of time after they go to bed to just dive into my word. And the morning, yes, they wake up early, but even if I'm intentional about waking up early for myself as well, before the kids, even though we're still trying to figure that out, but it's like also being that mentality of like, okay, read your scripture. When we're eating breakfast, let's talk about it. Let's listen to our music. That's what we've been typically doing, but really like getting into the word to reflect that with our children, and getting consistent at going to church, because we go to church, but it's just having that consistency and just being devoted to him, like, more than our needs in this world, I don't know if anybody can relate. This is just heavy on me, that in this new season, or like when you transition to different seasons, so you have to be mindful of how you're navigating it. Are you depending on God? Are you trying to do it on your own? Are you frustrated because you're trying to do it all on your own? These are things we have to truly think about. So I just want y'all to know that you're not alone if you're dealing with this. And it may not look exactly like how I'm doing it and going through it, but I know you can relate if you can. I want you to really think about it, you know, because I'm finally in a place again where I'm like, God, I surrender. And not because I want you to shift my circumstances, but I need you to shift my heart and perspective. Because if I'm mentally drowning, it's because I didn't want to listen to you. It's because I was like, oh, I'm gonna do it versus like laying it at his feet, which is mostly pride, to be honest, because I don't want to do it on my own. But it's like, why do it on your own when you can have him help you? Because sometimes I'd be crashing and burning, y'all. And not in a sense of like everything goes left, but it starts to go left. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to live like that. I really don't want to live like that. And I'm telling you because I don't want you to get into this space where you forget about the goodness of God, where you say God is good, but your heart says he has forgotten you or he really isn't because look where I am. I want you to know that he sees us even when we don't see a situation for what it is. It's a different lease he is trying to show us. Not different lease, but like a different lens he's trying to show us in that season is what he can see, and he's trying to prepare us for our next stage. And sometimes we can't even see that. We're going to have valleys, but we want to have that perspective of like God is still good and he's with me. Even if he's quiet, sometimes you just have to make sure that you are taking time to sit in quiet to hear him, because sometimes his whispers you can't hear if you're trying to do everything else, or if your mind is running with other thoughts and other tasks and just thinking about the next day and everything else that we think about sometimes, you know? And I use examples from motherhood because if you know, I'm home with little ones, so I spend a lot of time working through my emotions to help them tame theirs. I don't do it properly every time, y'all, which I can own, and I know I'm still working on it. I do apologize when I do have a moment of overstimulation, and I just want the task to be complete, but that goes back to rushing, you know, just taking my time doing the things. You know, let's slow down and meet God where he is because his pace is better than ours. I don't know about y'all, but you know, I'd be walking a little bit too fast. Now I gotta play. All right, girl, take that step back and make sure that you're in alignment with him and walking with him. Because his wisdom is far greater than what we could even know. I don't usually do this, but I want to take a moment and I want to pray for y'all, for every mom or every person that is listening to this podcast right now. I want you to leave lighter than when you click to listen. Release your weight so you can walk upright and trust God more than ever. Because you need it. And I know you do, especially in the thick of motherhood. So I want to say, Father, I pray that to this person who is listening to this podcast right now, that you allow them to hear your voice and be confident enough to talk to you raw and real so that they can lay everything at your feet. Allow your word to transform their heart, their mind, their spirit, and become better for themselves and the people around them, Lord. Allow us to walk at your pace and not our own, because when we walk at our own pace, we make mistakes. So increase our obedience, increase our love for you, and increase our yearn for you so that we can always look for you in all things and have that God-first mentality. And just continue to love us in ways that no one else in this world can. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Y'all, it's just, I feel like I'm getting more raw lately. It's just, I don't know. It's a new thing going on in me. And I'm just so excited for it. But y'all, let me know what you think about this episode. Until next time, I love you guys. Make sure you leave a review. You can share this episode on your stories or email me. I love it at dre.williams@worthyforever.com. Until next time, bye.